Uncertainty is inevitable, but it doesn't have to derail your partnerships. Here's how you can evolve, adapt, and grow together. This is the Partnership Playbook, a podcast helping sales and marketing leaders secure high-value partnerships that finally unlocks business growth and reclaims time. I'm your coach, Phil Hay-Sinclair. Welcome to the show. Now, if you've only got 2 minutes, let me cut to the chase. This episode is your tactical guide to navigating partnerships in periods of market turbulence. Whether you're facing regulatory changes, supply chain shocks, or economic headwinds, this playbook helps you protect joint value, maintain trust, and keep your momentum strong. You'll walk away with a clear four-step framework that builds resilience into your most critical partnerships. Here's what you'll take away. First, how to run a joint impact assessment and build a shared understanding of risk. Second, how to revisit your terms with flexibility in mind. Third, how to realign your goals under pressure. And finally, how to create a check-in rhythm to stay adaptive in fast-changing markets. So let's dive in. Now, you might be thinking, okay, Phil, that sounds smart in theory, but what do I actually do next? Well, let's get tactical. Here are three moves you can make right now to build resilience into your most important partnerships. Move number one, protect joint value before it's threatened. Think of this as running a joint impact assessment. Sit down with your partner and map out the risks. Ask, where are we vulnerable? Where do we depend on each other the most? And what are we missing? The goal here is to see the storm before it hits. Shared data equals smarter decisions and fewer surprises. Move number two, stay transparent to maintain trust. Trust is built in the calm, but tested in chaos. So when things get shaky, don't go quiet. Instead, share what you know, even if it's not good news. Let your partner in early, before a change becomes a surprise. And set clear trigger points that say, if this happens, we need to regroup. This kind of transparency creates psychological safety, which is the rocket fuel for strong partnerships. And move number three, reconfirm goals and realign under pressure. When conditions shift, your why might need to shift too. So don't assume you're still solving the same problem. Ask, do our success metrics still match? Is the original objective still valid? What do we need to change now to stay on track together? Alignment isn't a one-time checkbox. It's a habit, and pressure is the moment it matters most. Now let's face it, we're in a business climate where agility is no longer optional. It's expected. Regulatory shifts, economic instability, tech disruption, these aren't once in a decade surprises anymore. They're part of the operating landscape. And in this world, the companies that thrive aren't the ones with the best plans. They're the ones with the most adaptive partnerships. When your partner can pivot with you, when your relationship is built to flex, you can move faster, you can move smarter, and you move with more confidence. So why does this approach work? Because two heads are better than one, especially when the map changes. Because shared risks lead to smarter joint decisions, and because frequent transparent communication helps you course correct early. It's risk management and innovation wrapped in relationship. Let's make this real. Here are three stories of partnerships that adapted and won. First, Apple and Microsoft. In 1997, Apple was in freefall. Losses, layoffs, and no clear path forward. Then came a bold move. Microsoft invested $150 million in Apple. They agreed to keep Office on Mac and made Internet Explorer the default browser. The partnership bought Apple time, restored market confidence, and set the stage for its comeback. Sometimes resilience comes from the unlikeliest of allies. Second, Expedia and Vrbo. In 2015, Expedia saw a trend. People were starting to prefer homes over hotels, so they acquired Vrbo. Fast forward to the pandemic, Vrbo boomed while hotel bookings crashed. That bet, that partnership, helped Expedia navigate one of the toughest years in travel. And third, American Giant. When global supply chains collapsed in 2020, American Giant didn't. Their commitment to local production and strong US-based supplier relationships let them pivot fast, from apparel to PPE. That resilience was intentional, built on aligned values, shared goals, and trust. These stories share one thread: partnerships that flexed under pressure without breaking. And let's be honest, there are traps. Here are three of the biggest ones. Silence. When communication breaks down, trust erodes. The second is rigidity. If your agreement can't bend, it will eventually snap. And the third is assumptions. Thinking your partner is fine without checking in is dangerous. Avoid these by being proactive. Stay curious and stay open. Let's reflect on the playbook. Here is your four-step playbook. Step number one, run a joint impact assessment. Map the risks, understand exposure, share the data, and don't make decisions in a vacuum. Step two, revisit the terms. Can you adjust pricing, delivery schedules, or KPIs to reflect today's reality? Step three, reconfirm shared goals. Are you still solving the same problem? And if not, what's the new rally point? And step four, set a 30-day checkpoint. Markets move fast. Make review a rhythm, not a reaction. Now here's the truth. Your partnership doesn't need to be perfect. It needs to be responsive. When uncertainty hits, don't freeze. Don't retreat. Lean in, reassess, and adapt. That's how you move from simply surviving to leading. Because strong partnerships aren't built for calm seas. They're built to adapt together. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And before you go, I have a question for you. Do you worry that you're wasting time, money, and credibility on the wrong partnerships? It's exhausting to pretend everything's fine while quietly second-guessing your decisions. You see others thriving with the right connections, and you're stuck wondering if you're missing out on opportunities to elevate your business, your reputation, and get the results you deserve. The fear of making another costly mistake can feel paralyzing. Well, that stops today, because I've created a free partner scorecard to instantly assess if a potential partner is an ideal fit for your organization. This tool and the Tesla case study that comes with it will give you clarity, confidence, and the edge you've been looking for to secure partnerships that not only work, but help you finally grow your business. You can find the link to this in the show notes. Thanks again for being here. I'm your coach, Phil Hayes Sinclair. I'll see you in the next episode.